Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Wisdom in 17 Words by William Lifsey, North Carolina, USA. In the mid-1980s, I was captain of a B-747 flying from Newark, New Jersey to Los Angeles. During one flight, as usual, I went downstairs to greet and thank the first-class passengers, and there, in the very front row, was Muhammad Ali, ex-heavyweight boxing champion of the world. He had been to Parkinson's clinic and was returning home. I had boxed in college, and the Navy was a tremendous fan of his. The first time I saw him on TV, he fought Floyd Patterson. Patterson kept his hands next to his cheeks, an excellent defensive position to protect the face and prevent being knocked out, but rather a weak offensive position. Ali fought with his hands at his waist while he literally danced in and out and around his opponent. It wasn't a traditional boxing stance. I told him I knew he was an extraordinary fighter when he was able to throw a punch from his waist and hit Patterson in the face before Patterson could close his hands to protect himself. After I spoke, there was an awkward pause. I wasn't sure if Ali had heard me, and I was debating whether to move or repeat myself. And then his face lit up with a smile. Apparently, the Parkinson's had caused the short circuit. The champ was standing up in front of his seat when I spoke. He put his hands up in a mock boxing stance, started to shuffle his feet back and forth, and proclaimed, "I was smoking. I was smoking." Hours later, I went down to first class again, and the aide traveling with Ali told me the champ wanted to speak with me. He asked about my boxing history, and our conversation soon turned to our families. We both loved our children and our families greatly. He asked, "What's the worst part of my job?" I told him the job itself is perfect for me because I literally love to fly, but I didn't enjoy being away from home during the holidays or missing birthdays and special events. In fact, on that trip, I was missing a Cub Scout camping trip with our son. He inquired more about the camping trip and our son's name. Shortly after we arrived at the gate in L.A., there was a knock on the cockpit door. It was Ali's aide with a gift for our son. A signed 8.5 by 11 inch photo of Ali. The champ had written a message to our son on the photo. "The time your father spends away from home is the price he pays for service to others." During 30 years with the airlines, I had many pleasant experiences and many lessons about the generosity and kindness of people from around the world. But 10 years into retirement, what I remember most are Muhammad Ali's stories about his love for his family and his kindness towards our son.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.